This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, July 20th. God's word to you today is First Principle. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 3, verses 9 to 10 from the Living Bible, and it says, "Honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income, and he will fill your barns with wheat and overflow your wine vats with the finest wines." The first word in today's scripture reference is honor, and it is a pointer to where everything should flow from. The truth is that no child can bring consistent honor to his or her father without loving him. Love is what makes a child able to honor the father consistently. Luke 10:27 says, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind." If you struggle with this, you really cannot consistently honor God in all the situations you find yourself in. The reality is that a child that does not love the father will dishonor him and see nothing wrong with it. Malachi 1 verse 6 from the New International Version says, "A son honors his father and a slave his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? And if I am a master, where is the respect due me? Says the Lord Almighty. It is you priests who show contempt for my name. But you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name?" The reality is that some people will slap your face and still ask, "Please tell us what we did and how we have dishonored you." No point in responding or trying to make such people see the error in their ways. Just pray for them and love them from a distance. The difference between the servant that fails and a son that fails is that the servant feels bad because his job is on the line. The son feels bad because he let his father down and he loves his father. So the choice between me or Jesus is not a laborious option if you love him. It is not a decision you sweat about if your heart is with him. But most times, the number one question that underlines the decision is choosing Jesus worth it, and what is in it for me? Will it pay me more to choose me or to choose Jesus? This is how the natural man thinks. If you choose Jesus just because it pays you, then it is still all about you, me or me. If the only reason I pay my tithe is because God will bless me, rebuke the devourers for my sake, and when everybody says there is a casting down, I will say there is a lifting up, and I will receive 100-fold. Even though this is true, you would have missed it. That is a me or me situation. The whole purpose of tithing is to honor God. You honor God with your tithe. Big difference. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.